Friday, April 8th, 2011, in Oroville. The weather today, clear skies, temperature range 26 to 31 degrees Celsius, east-southeasterly winds 16 to 21 kilometers per hour, with a heat index today of 35. Well, the news today features an excerpt from an interview with Mano, an architect with a design idea concerning musical instruments as part of the structure. Mano is one of the caretakers at International House.
We wanted it to be also a lively interaction, so music is a natural, natural background for healthy interaction. It's going to be like two corners of one hall, So there'll be two walls, one floor, and possibly a part of the roof, So you could have a little box, at the corner of the hall. There could be two such things. So if there are two players, they could actually do what you call jugal bandi.
Mm-hmm.
Jugal bandi is when one player, like in Chalaparta, so you have one player playing a particular rhythm, the other tries to, complement it. So one player on one end of the hall playing a rhythm on the walls and the floor and the roof, and the other player, the other end of the hall, can complement it. So they could create a harmonic progression which could end up in a composition. So you never know.
The first Hugh Piggott wind turbine workshop in Oroville. Hugh, a Scottish wind turbine designer, has developed an open-source wind turbine design ideal for low-wind locations and practical to be built locally. There will be two workshops planned for the month of April to learn to build, design, and install small wind turbines in Oroville and the surrounding area. The first workshop is planned for April 9th through 12th, and the second the last week of April 28th through May 1st. It's a hands-on workshop of 4 or 5 days' duration. It will cover welding, rosin casting, woodworking, and the final product will be a fully functional 350-watt wind turbine. Aran Earls and Jorge Ayarza will be the guides through the manufacturing process, as well as answering design considerations and commissioning requirements. It's an educational project that requires funding, therefore all participants will share in the cost of the materials to build the machines. No special skills are required, just a desire to learn. A maximum of 10 students will be accepted. The target of the project is to broadly disseminate the technology in the surrounding area, especially in low-income rural areas, so that individuals, farmers, communities can, on their own, improve their living conditions. The project name is Minga, a Quechua word that means community work, and it's being held at Windara Farm. For more information, contact Jorge, 978-629-6441, or email mingawind@gmail.com. April 22nd marks the 41st anniversary of Earth Day and the 4th birthday of Small Steps. There are many plans to celebrate. Upasana invites one and all to join in the fun in small workshops happening every Saturday, the 2nd, the 9th, and 16th, from 2 in the afternoon until 5 at Upasana. Tea, snacks, and an afternoon of creating small treasures from unwanted scraps, which will be later gifted as souvenirs during the birthday celebration on the 22nd. Contact Shilpa, 948-653-5873, or smallsteps@upasana.in. And this from Sri Aurobindo: only that knowledge is worth having which can be made use of for a living delight and put into temperament, action, creation, and being. You've been listening to Oroville News with Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Contact OrovilleRadio.org if you have any questions. Thanks for listening.